Welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Friday morning, October 24th, 2025, and we have a lineup of technology headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. Tech Media Breaks, HealthLinked Corp, HLYK, launches upgraded MedOffice Direct platform on Shopify. HealthLinked Corp, a leading provider of healthcare technology solutions, has launched its upgraded MedOffice Direct e-commerce platform on Shopify. The platform offers faster performance, enhanced security, and a modern checkout experience, with a 20% price reduction on brand-name medical supplies. CEO Dr. Michael Dent stated that this launch represents a significant advancement in accessibility and scalability, providing patients and healthcare providers with a more efficient system. HealthLinked plans to expand its inventory and transition the platform back to MedOfficeDirect.com after completing marketing and back-end updates. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
Investor News Breaks, SEGG Media Corporation, LTRYW, expands global sports footprint with Season 2 of Maximo Football. SEGG Media Corporation, IW, is expanding its global sports footprint with the launch of Season 2 of Maximo Football by Sports.com Studios LATAM. The upcoming season will feature new storylines, teams, and enhanced production quality to showcase Latin American football's influence ahead of the FIFA World Cup. Filming starts in Q1 2026, with an April premiere planned. SEG Media's strategy of combining local relevance with global reach has been successful, with over 10 million views from the Kerala Super League on its integrated platform. The series has become a celebration of Mexico's passion and community, highlighting SEG Media's commitment to engaging global audiences with immersive experiences.
Investor News Breaks. DataVault AI Inc., DVLT, expands global footprint with Swiss partnership and strong growth outlook. DataVault AI Inc., a pioneer in AI-powered data valuation and monetization, has expanded its global footprint through a partnership with Switzerland-based Max International AG to launch the Swiss Digital RWA Exchange. This collaboration combines DataVault's patented data infrastructure with Max International's licensed Swiss framework to provide institutional-grade transparency, scalability, and compliance. With a 2026 revenue guidance of $40 million to $50 million, and growth driven by acquisitions and new licensing agreements, DataVault AI is establishing the groundwork for a regulated, data-driven global economy. To learn more about DataVault AI and its innovative solutions, visit datavaultsite.com.
TSC Halloween Trick and Trade Sale nears end. Telegram Signal Copier TSC reports a strong response to its Halloween Trick and Trade Sale, with discounts of up to 70% ending on November 3, 2025. The campaign aims to make automated trading accessible to traders of all levels, offering real-time signal copying, multi-channel management, AI-powered execution, and 24/7 support. TSC's sale provides substantial savings across all packages. As the sale nears its end, traders are urged to take advantage of this limited-time offer to streamline their trading process and enhance performance. Visit the TSC website to learn more about the Halloween Trick and Trade offer.
U.S. Air Force Techstars joins $10 million Series A for DefTech startup Vermeer. Vermeer, a startup specializing in vision navigation and autonomy technologies for defense applications, has closed a $10 million Series A funding round. The investment was led by Draper Associates and included co-investors like AeroX Ventures and the U.S. Air Force Techstars Accelerator Program. This funding will support Vermeer's partnerships with U.S. military forces, NATO allies, and the armed forces of Ukraine, while scaling its optical navigation technology for defense and commercial sectors. Vermeer's visual positioning system offers a GPS-independent navigation solution critical for drones in contested environments, using electro-optical cameras and AI processing. The startup, with over 30 customers, including the U.S. Army and Lockheed Martin, credits its growth to U.S. Air Force support and SBIR funding. The $10 million round will accelerate product innovation to meet increasing demand in the defense and commercial sectors. DefTech startup Vermeer closes $10 million Series A, led by Draper Associates. Vermeer, a defense tech startup based in New York and Kyiv, has secured a $10 million Series A funding round, led by Draper Associates. The investment will support the expansion of partnerships with U.S. military forces, NATO allies, and the armed forces of Ukraine, while scaling its optical navigation technology for defense and commercial sectors. Vermeer's visual positioning system technology offers GPS-independent navigation, critical for drones in contested environments. The company, with over 30 customers, including the U.S. Army and Lockheed Martin, aims to provide precision and intelligence to drones. This funding round will accelerate product innovation and meet increasing demand from defense and commercial clients worldwide, addressing the critical need for navigation resilience in the face of modern conflicts. AeroX joins $10 million Series A for DefTech startup Vermeer. Vermeer, a startup specializing in vision navigation and autonomy technologies for defense applications, has closed a $10 million Series A funding round led by Draper Associates. Co-investors include AeroX Ventures, Boscolo Intervest, Highpoint Ventures, Rockaway Ventures, and the U.S. Air Force Techstars Accelerator Program. The funding will support Vermeer's partnerships with military forces and scaling of optical navigation technology for defense and commercial sectors. Their visual positioning system offers a GPS-independent navigation solution critical for drones in contested environments, utilizing electro-optical or infrared cameras and AI processing. Vermeer's growth from 10 to 40 employees within a year demonstrates its scaling trajectory, with operations in New York and Kyiv. The $10 million funding round will accelerate product innovation to meet increasing demand from defense and commercial clients worldwide, focusing on navigation resilience in the face of modern conflicts and cyber-electronic warfare. Mary Greeley Medical Center awarded grant to implement NarcBox security system. Mary Greeley Medical Center has been awarded a grant to implement the NarcBox security system aimed at combating opioid theft and misuse. Led by Dieter Frieten, Director of Mobile Intensive Care Services, the initiative focuses on enhancing medication security and accountability. The system, tailored for EMS and fire service industries, features advanced access controls, inventory tracking, temperature monitoring, and real-time alerts for DEA compliance. Utilizing resources from the NarcBox Grant Assistance Program, the department identified grant opportunities to support this important initiative. NarcBox, headquartered in Salt Lake City, Utah, offers a comprehensive solution to address the critical issue of narcotic security in healthcare settings. Truck Parking Club surpasses 3,000 nationwide locations, including 151 across California, offering fleets flexible parking solutions. Truck Parking Club, the Chattanooga-based technology platform, has expanded to 151 active locations across California, part of a broader network of 3,000 sites nationwide. The company's marketplace now offers more than 51,000 instantly reservable parking spaces across 49 states, a milestone achieved after adding 1,000 new sites in just 4 months. This rapid growth highlights rising demand for on-demand, flexible parking solutions in key logistics regions like California. Truck Parking Club is helping fill the gap by transforming underused private properties into secure, reservable spaces for drivers and fleets, addressing the national infrastructure challenge of a 1.7 million space shortfall in the U.S. trucking industry. FTI Consulting lifts outlook as corporate finance forensics power record quarter. FTI Consulting posted record third quarter results, with revenue rising 3.3% to $956.2 million. Earnings per share climbed 41% to $2.60, driven by strength in corporate finance and restructuring and forensic and litigation consulting. Corporate finance led the way with revenue up 18.6% to $404.9 million, while forensic and litigation consulting revenue rose 15.4% to $194.7 million. Economic consulting fell 22% to $173.1 million, posting a $4.6 million adjusted EBITDA loss. Despite near-term pressure in weaker segments, FTI plans to continue investing in AI capabilities and senior recruiting. The firm now expects 2025 revenue of $3.65 billion to $3.735 billion, with an 11th straight year of adjusted EPS growth anticipated.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.